Hey, it's your host Brennan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to Better Law Firm Marketing. In this episode, I'll give you three red flags to seriously consider when you're looking at hiring an agency to help you out with your marketing, or you know, your social media, your SEO, your web design, that type of stuff. Okay, let's get right into it. First of all, long-term contracts. The amount of people who have come to me and they have in the past signed a 6 to 12 month contract with an agency that provides, I don't know, SEO, that's a common one. And they've told me about all the heartache that was involved in that. I've had many conversations like that with lawyers. I've had some who have had to pay quite substantial amounts of money to get out of the contract. And at Legal Sites, not to toot my own horn, but I don't do that to people. Everything's month to month. There's no long-term contracts. If they're not happy, they can give 1 month written notice and then they can go elsewhere. Most of my clients have been with me for quite a while, and I take a lot of pride in that, but they stay with me, well, because they're getting results. They don't have to stay. It's not inconvenient. So be very careful with long-term contracts. I'm probably going to upset my competition, but I really struggle to see how a long-term contract benefits the client. From what I see, it really just benefits the contract provider, the agency. Because yeah, it's not easy running an agency and it's hard to find good staff. And if you can get some sort of guarantee of income, I suppose, then that's great. Hey, look, what sort of business wouldn't want that? But how does that really benefit the client? Like, if they can show you how they're having to make a lot of upfront expenses to take you on as a client, then fine. You know, there's maybe some logic there. But even if that's the case, like, how is it still benefiting you? And from what I've seen, these agencies, they don't have to make all these upfront expenses to take you on as a client. These are expenses they would have had otherwise, whether or not you became a client. So I just think it's really just a cash flow thing. I'm open-minded. No one's proven me otherwise yet, but I'll wait till I hear a good reason for it. But these long-term contracts, I'll be very careful, okay? You don't need to sign a client up to do some SEO. You don't need to lock a contract in. Look, I'm not making any sense, am I? You don't need to lock a client into a long-term contract to do their SEO, from what I've seen, all right? Long-term contracts, be very careful. Now, also one other point. If you were to hire someone, like a staff member to do your SEO, you would have them on a probation period. Most of these probation periods are 3 to 6 months, which you can get rid of them without cause in Australia. If there are any employment lawyers out there who want to prove me wrong, by all means, but that's my understanding. So why would you hire an agency that's harder to terminate? One of the upsides of hiring a third party should be flexibility. There's my little rant over and done with. So the second red flag to be very careful of is look at the size of the agency and the types of clients that they have. I've had quite a few lawyers and practice managers come to me over the years, and they've worked with an agency in the past that has huge clients, like big financial services businesses, like big clients, way bigger than their small law firm. And as a result, they've been swept to the wayside and more or less given an insubstantial amount of attention. If that's not a word, it is now. So I would be, if I were you, I'd be looking at working with an agency that works with a lot of small business. If you're a small business, chances are you are. And an agency that works with law firms, not an agency that's representing big corporations like Afterpay. Okay, that's just a totally different ball game. Those big corporations will have so much more money to spend on marketing services than your law firm probably ever will. And so they're most likely going to get the attention of the agency. They're going to get the top, what do you call it? The top brass or whatever the expression is. Like the best people at that agency are going to work for the biggest and best clients that are paying them the most. And you're probably just going to get the work experience kid, who's going to be fairly unsupervised and not really know what they're doing. I'm making assumptions here, but it's just what I've seen. So be very careful engaging agencies that have clients that are drastically different to you. Yeah, I know I sound like I'm doing a sales pitch here because of course I'm a small business and I just do small law firms. You don't if you hate legal sites, that's fine. If you hate me, I don't know why you're listening. But you don't know, there's so many options out there. I'm just one of them. I think I'm a good option. But go with whatever feels right. But try to do business with agencies that are representing clients in a similar niche to you. And or avoid agencies that are, maybe going to have an obvious conflict of interest. That's another good point. But let's move on. So the first one was probably avoid long-term contracts, if I can be blunt. All right, run for the hills. Size and type of clients. Okay, so go for an agency that is used to working with people like you. Now, number three is I would be looking into an agency that doesn't just talk the talk, but they walk the walk. So what do I mean? Well, if you're looking for an agency to do your social media, is their social media any good? Check them out. What about their branding? If they're going to do a logo for you, what's their logo like? If they're going to do your SEO, can you actually find their business online when you search for the keywords that they should rank for? If they're an SEO agency in Brisbane, do they rank for that keyword? Are they on the top page in a prominent position? If they're not showing up anywhere online for those keywords that they should be, do you think they can achieve the same for you? Maybe they can. But their priority really should be to have good SEO for themselves to start with. Okay, and then once they've achieved that, they should be doing that for their clients. So do they have good SEO? Do they have good social media? Do they have good branding? I think it's all pretty, pretty obvious stuff, isn't it? But I think that sometimes we can kind of get caught up and we just want someone to sort out our problem. And it can be a bit time consuming asking these questions and doing this research in a third party, but I think it's well worth it. I've had a few clients come to me and they've said, "Brendan, we've been looking for, a business that does, marketing services for law firms, and legal sites just keeps popping up. So we assume that you know what you're doing if your SEO is decent." I know I'm sounding like I'm tooting my horn here, but that's true. I have these conversations a lot. I'm not saying by any means that I'm perfect, but these are just three red flags that I would seriously consider looking at. Okay, one of the reasons why I don't provide long-term contracts is because I think it's bullshit, but also because some of my competitors do, and I'm like, well, I don't think I need to do that. It's not worth the trouble as well, but it's a selling point for me. It's a unique selling point. It's like low risk. Okay. I pride myself in working with a lot of clients who run law firms that are of a similar size. Okay. And I pride myself on not just talking the talk on this podcast and in my content marketing, but also walking the walk and having decent SEO for legal sites. Okay, so I hope that's helped today. I just want to do something a little bit different. I want to give a plug out, a plug. I want to plug the legal site's Instagram page. I don't think I've ever done that before on the podcast. I really should promote it a bit more. So go and follow Legal Sites on Instagram. And I'd also love it if we could connect on LinkedIn. Brendan Kelso, B-R-E-N-D-A-N-K-E-L-S-O. Brendan Kelso on LinkedIn. I'd love for us to be friends on LinkedIn and to stay in touch. Please also check out the episode notes. There's a link for a law firm marketing plan PDF download. Go to legalsites.com.au to grab that. I'd really appreciate it if you could share this podcast around. Tell your friends and your colleagues. Word of mouth is the best way for this podcast to get out there. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and subscribing. That's it. Until next time, I'm Brendan Kelso. I hope you have a great day.